The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Great morning, everybody. Thank you for getting up and joining us on The Grind. It is picture day. It is time to take your picture because guess what? It is your turn. Let's listen.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back because we've got work to do. Welcome to The Grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is The Grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
It's all up to you now. Rise and shine, sweetheart. Let's go.
Yeah! Let's go!
We all have overcome.
yes. Great morning. Yes, I just want to say that you have the victory. You know, once you get up every single day and you realize that, yes, you got the victory, no matter what it may look like, no matter what we may be going through, no matter what challenge we may face on a daily basis, we have to know that it is our process. And guess what? Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen, you have the victory. So this is Pam McCray, and I can tell you that I'm excited to definitely be your host today on The Grind. This is a vision in which I'm so excited that my husband, Nate, you know, made a decision to stop procrastinating, to stop, you know, allowing the things that were happening within his mind, and to just say at the top of this year that he was going to step out on faith, that he was definitely going to act upon the very vision that God gave him years ago that he had in his heart. And as a result of it, we now have this incredible show that is growing into something nothing short of phenomenal. And I just want to say it's truly an honor for me to just be able to jump on here, do something different. It's nothing like freedom in life, to be able to do something different and to just really come on here and to talk this morning about mastering your mindset. And I remember when he first began to share this with me, and he began to tell me, you know what, God's given me something, and there's something that I need to do with this show. And just seeing him and listening to him and the vision of what he wanted to bring forward. And so I can tell you that these last few shows have been amazing as he began to really talk about mastering your mindset. And when you think about the fact that we have to really master our mindset in life just to have the very things that we desire, everything that we desire to have in life, it starts with first us having the right mindset, the right mentality in order to actually achieve it. Because when we master our mindset, everything else in life becomes easy. And I can tell you that when I began to realize this years ago, that's when the shift began to take place in my life, because it's true. Just like Nate talked about, the things in life begin to look different. The things that we touch every single day, they begin to feel different. It's like wiping the clouds from in front of our face and wiping our eyes as we get up every morning and we wash our face, and we're able to see things very differently, like we're seeing it for the very first time. So once we realize this, ladies and gentlemen, then what ends up happening is we're able to get our life on point, and we're also able to now fulfill our ultimate purpose, which is to help to change the lives of others. But in order for us to be able to walk in our ultimate purpose, guess what? It starts with us. So, you know, this week and last week, the shows that were brought forth by Nate, as he talked about the beginning. You know, the beginning, I thought about the beginning as he shared that, and the beginning is the start. That's the hardest thing for us to do. That's the hardest thing for so many people in life to realize, is that in order to change things, and the only way to change things is that we first have to make that decision that we're going to start. But a lot of times the things in life, the fears that we allow to creep into our minds, the fear of the unknown, the uncertainty, the things that we may end up having to go through, the risks that have to be taken in life, guess what ends up happening? The start, a lot of times, never actually starts. The beginning never happens, because we end up finding ourselves just settling for the things that life throws us. We end up finding ourselves being like the status quo in this box, you know, of comfort, basically, that comfort zone. That comfort zone is the very thing that ends up keeping us from achieving the very things that we know we desire to have in life, should know that we deserve to have in life. But a lot of times, I think that's the problem too, when you think about it. A lot of times we don't even realize or know or believe that we truly deserve the things that we desire to have in life. And then he talked about that bridge. And, you know, that bridge is something very interesting. And the bridge is something that I think a lot of times, because of the bridge, knowing that there's that uncertainty that's going to happen, knowing that there's going to be some hurdles that have to be jumped, knowing that there's going to be some challenges that we have to overcome, knowing that there's going to be some failures that are definitely going to happen, because anytime we step out, and out of our comfort zone, and we are in the position to where we're very uncertain of where we're going, what's going to end up happening is there's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs. There's going to be some high times, and there's also going to be some low times. And so that bridge is so powerful because the bridge, once we make the decision to actually start that beginning and as we begin to cross over that bridge, ladies and gentlemen, that's where the growth begins to happen. You see, that's where we're prepared the most for the battle. The battle that's to come because, you see, once we actually begin to cross this bridge, once we actually begin to walk towards that destination, which now is taking us into our destiny, there's going to be those things, those challenges, those naysayers, the negativity that tries to creep in, that's now going to prepare us for the next battle. Because once we arrive at the next thing that he talked about, which is our destination, once we arrive at that destination, we have to know that that is not our final destination, because that destination is now going to take us to another destination and to another destination, which will ultimately bring us to our destiny. But we have to realize, too, just like you talked about, that destiny and destination are very different. And that's because there's so many destinations that God has called us to come to in life. But many times, because we never start, many times because we never make a decision to cross that bridge, sometimes we fall down on the bridge because of circumstances, because of challenges, because of the things that we have to go through, right? But then we end up getting up many times. And we say, you know what, I'm not going to stay here. And that's what we got to do. We got to make up our mind that we are not going to stay here in order to now get to the destination. But I can tell you that when you make that decision, that nothing is going to stop you. When you make that decision, that you are going to be that unstoppable force in life, that you, no matter what comes your way, hell or high water, no matter what ends up challenging you in life, and you make that decision and you begin to realize that it's your turn, all things become possible. You see, when you arrive at your destination, you know, that's just one stop, as I mentioned, to our ultimate destiny. This is where we begin to walk. This is where our reality is actually manifested. The very things that you visualize, what are some of the things that you see yourself doing in life? What are some of the dreams that God has placed on the inside of you that you want to see manifested in your life? Because you have to know, ladies and gentlemen, that when God gives you something, when God lays something in your spirit, there's a reason for it. And many times what ends up happening, and I know that I was this person for a very long time, God placed so many different things in my life. And even now, to this day, there's things that God gives me as visions, things that I need to do. But what ends up happening is sometimes, even now today, this is the reason why we have to make sure that we are mentally built up on a daily basis. We have to make sure that we are working every single day in order to master our mindset. Because I can tell you that there's certain things that God has given me in which I have not acted upon as of yet. And it's because it's that procrastination piece, or we don't take the time out for ourselves in order to realize that in order for us to get to the next destination, in order for us to have the manifestation of the things that we want to see happen in our life, that is now going to take some action in order to get there. You see, when we think about turn, the power of this show today, it's your turn. Remember, we shared it's picture day. Why? Because you embrace your process. You've gone through the pain. And as you go through the pain is now going to cause the growth. You see, pain is not easy. Nobody wants to go through any type of pain. Nobody wants to hurt. You remember the times in which, you know, you end up doing something physically to your body and it hurts. Maybe you got a cut, or maybe you broke your arm, or maybe something happened to you physically. Maybe you've been in a car accident. I know I was recently in a car accident at the top of the year, and that car accident left me in a lot of pain. Well, that pain is ugly. That pain doesn't feel good. But I can tell you that in order for the body to heal, in order for our lives to heal, in order for us to get to the destination, we have to go through the pain in order to create the growth that's necessary so that when we get to that final destination, guess what? We can realize and recognize and manifest the very things that we desire to have in order to walk in the fact that we already knew that it was our turn. So when you think about turn, I just want to share with you that when you make a decision in life to truly believe that it's your turn, that means that there's a shift that's happening in your life. That means that something different is happening in your life, because what ends up happening when things turn, it means that the position has changed. And in order for our position to change, we first have to make sure that our mindset is mastered, because it's otherwise the position will never change. Because if we never take the time to master our mindset, if we never take the time to really believe that it's possible for our lives to actually shift, for our lives to actually turn, then guess what? It will never happen. So in order for things to turn, the very first thing that I lacked for a very long time was belief. And many times in life, that's the very thing that people will lack, is that belief level, because we never really believe to the point of knowing that it is our turn, of knowing that it is possible, of knowing that everything that we need is already on the inside of us. But you got to begin to do some things in life in order to first and foremost believe that it is your turn. So from the beginning, while you're on the bridge, when you get to that destination, every single thing that you do along the way, along the path, is now going to increase your level of belief. That's the reason why when we are crossing this bridge, we have to make sure that we're crossing it with the right people. You see, I know that each and every one of you listening to the show this morning, you've heard that you are truly the sum of the five people that you hang around. And as I thought about this show this morning, you know, I thought about the struggle. You know, everybody listening in today, you pretty much know our story. You know that Nate and I, we've had some ups and downs. We've had some good times and bad times. We've had some times of having some financial freedom, and we lost it all. So we've been up, we've been down. We've been through it all over the course of 28 years of an incredible marriage. But I can remember, you know, not too long ago when we were really struggling. I can remember when we were going through the bankruptcies, through the repossession, through the living paycheck to paycheck. And as I thought about this topic, you know, for the show, It's Your Turn, I began to think about the circle that I had around me at that time. And a lot of times we don't really realize it, but we truly are the sum of the five people that we end up hanging around. And so my friends, and I can tell you that I love them dearly, but I remember back at that time that we were broke. You know, we weren't just broke financially, but we were broke mentally. We were broke emotionally. And so as a result of it, we created this little group, even though some of them may not have even known each other, but around me, I knew each and every one of them. And so I was surrounded with friends that, again, I love dearly. However, because our mindset, we had not mastered our mindset, we were just kind of existing in life. And that's what ends up happening. And so we have to realize that when we first want to get to the point of getting to that destination and knowing that it's our turn, so that we can actually take our turn and not allow our turn to pass us by, then we have to pay attention to the people that we are surrounding ourselves with. And so I had to make a decision back then that, you know what, I was going to do something different in order to have something different. And I think that's the biggest thing that we end up going through in life, that letting go part. That having to allow somebody to go their way, even if it's just for a season in life, is the hardest thing that we have to do. But guess what? In order for us to cross that bridge, in order for us to get to that destination, it's a necessary thing that we have to change in our life in order to get there. So in order to get there, in order to get to my turn, because at that time I was stuck in time. You see, some of you listening in this morning, you made time, and there's a difference. There's such a difference between taking your turn and saying, it's my time. And once I realized that, I realized that time is something that's endless. Time is something that's indefinite. time is just simply means that you're getting up every single day and you're continuing to exist in life. And when I realized that I was existing, when I realized that my circle of friends, that's all we were doing, were existing, getting up every single day, doing the same thing over and over and over again, I had to realize that I was insane because of the fact that I was expecting something different, yet I wasn't really willing to do anything different in order to now manifest the fact that I want it to actually be my turn. But then I began to realize that, you know what, turn. Turn means movement. Turn means shift. Turn means in order for something to actually turn, it means that your position is going to change. So now I'm going to take you back to really help you to understand, you know, that there's certain components that have to happen in your life and that have to shift in order for you now to let go of some things, to let go of the past, to actually change your circle in order to now get to the destination, to saying yes, absolutely, to already knowing, to actually having the manifestation of the fact that already your turn, even before you decide to begin. But the fact of the matter is, because we don't master our mindset, we don't realize that it's our turn. But when we now begin to go through the steps that Nate talked about, the beginning, cross the bridge, get to the destination, the first destination that we need to get to, then that's when our turn is just really manifested. But it's already our turn before we actually start. But a lot of times we don't stop. We don't end up starting. So I thought about my friends. And it was funny because I began to really think about this, because a lot of times when we're going through it, we don't really realize it because we love each other. We have our, you know, some of us have our friends in our life in which, you know, we're thankful for. But I began to think about my circle. And as I thought about my circle, you know, I thought about girlfriend, my first girlfriend that I had. And this was a friend that I had that I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you know, every day once we got the kids off to school, We would call each other and we would sit on the phone. We would have the television on, because this is before I even got to the fact of really knowing that, you know what, turning that TV off, if I wanted to really shift things, if I really wanted to manifest the fact that it was my turn, I had to change some things around me. But we would get on the phone, and all we would do every day was we would talk about the bills. How many of you have that friend that you get on the phone and you talk about the struggle with over and over and over again, and you talk about the things that you want to do, you talk about the things that you're going to do. You see, gonna is something that ends up never happening. So that was us. We would get up every day, and we would talk about the things that we were going to do. And this was the girlfriend that I had that, you know, we did make some attempts to actually try to do some things together. But neither one of us had mastered our mindset. Neither one of us had the mindset to actually carry forward any of the things that we actually put our hands to or any of the decisions that we had in our mind, because we were so caught up in our situation, the things that we were going through, just trying to figure it out for the current moment. So that was girlfriend number one that I had. But then there was girlfriend number two. Now, girlfriend number two, this was the friend that I had that every time that I talked to her, there was nothing but complaints about the situation, about the things that needed to be done, about the things that needed to be changed. But this was a friend that complained all the time, but didn't have the resolve within her, the desire to even want to change it. So, you know, what's the purpose of complaining about a situation if you're not willing to figure it out on how to change it? So this was my girlfriend that had settled really for what life was throwing her, wasn't really striving to do anything more in life. You know, she was that person that kind of put all her faith in going out and trying to find a job, you know, any kind of job, really, not even aspiring to be the manager or somebody, a supervisor, but just really wanting to just get any type of job, just enough to be able to pay her bills. So that was girlfriend number two, right? Because I'm talking about that circle, because that circle is very important. Who you are on that bridge with, just like Nate talked about, is very important, because crossing that bridge, you got to surround yourself with people that have the same like-minded faith, that have the same like-minded belief, that have that desire, that have that drive in order to now carry you, in order to help you, in order to lift you up, in order to inspire you, in order to help to motivate you across that bridge. right? So then I had girlfriend number three. Now, this was the girlfriend that really, truly had pretty much given up. She had no drive. She had no drive about her. Her situations were always struggle, self-inflicted struggle. See, a lot of times we may not realize it, but everything we go through in life, every challenge, is a result of something that we did in the past. So therefore, you know, there's a price to be paid for everything. So this was this friend. She knew she needed to change. You know how you have that person that says, yes, I know I need to do better. You know, I got to do better. You know, that was her telling that, you know, all you got to do is change this. All you got to do is make a decision to do this. But nothing actually changes. But they say, I know, I know, I know. That was her. She was that friend that, even though we were going through, you see, I always had the desire. I always believed that Nate and I, we weren't intended to struggle. But as a result of our decisions, as a result of the choices that we made in life, it caused the struggle. And so, therefore, it was our process that we had to embrace. So she was that friend that I wanted it for her more than she wanted it for herself. And sometimes in life, you got to realize that, hey, we got to let those people go in our lives and just go out and do it. And then hopefully they'll see it and they'll desire to change. Then I had girlfriend number four, right? And girlfriend number four was, you know, this was the girlfriend that, yes, even though there was some times of struggle, things didn't quite end up going the way that she had intended them to go. But guess what? She realized that it was a temporary situation. She realized that nothing was permanent when it came time to struggle. You see, she was that go-getter in my life. She was always that person that was coming up with some type of ideal, wasn't afraid of failure, always willing to take a risk, refused to settle because she had the mindset to continue to grow. She had the mindset to continue to win. And then, obviously, with those four friends, I made number five, right? We are the sum of the five people that we hang around. So I made number five. So I was the one that I wanted it. How many of you want it so bad? But I also was that person that wanted it, but I allowed fear for a very long time to stop me. I allowed fear to creep into my mind to make me feel like, guess what, I couldn't do it, to make me feel like I was inadequate, to make me feel like, you know what, the very things that I needed to do in life to succeed was the very things that I could not do. I allowed fear to creep in. But then I began to realize that fear is a dream killer. I began to realize that I am created for greatness. I began to realize that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But I had to make a decision in order to change. I had to make a decision to do the very things that I feared in life, to punch fear in the face in order to overcome, in order to get myself to that beginning point, in order to allow myself to cross that bridge, in order to allow myself to fall down, right? But because my mindset was beginning to shift, my mindset was beginning to change, even though I would fail, guess what? Every failure helped me to fail forward. Every failure helped me to grow. Every failure helped me to stretch, right? But I had to first make that decision to change. And once I made that decision to change, I now had to raise my level of belief to really believe in that I deserved it. Sometimes in life, many of you listening in, you may feel like you don't deserve it. Well, I'm here to tell you that every single thing that God has placed on the inside of you, every vision that you've had, every dream that you have not given birth to, you deserve it. But what I want to do, because it is truly your turn, and today is picture day. But before we get into it, and I share with you the very things that you need to do in order to manifest it, I want you to take a listen to this song. Talking too much.
Where everything happening today, you don't know whether you're coming or going, but you think that you're on your way. Life lined up on the mirror, don't blow it. Whoa, look at me when I'm talking to you. You looking at me, but I'm looking through you. I see the blood in your eyes.
love in disguise. I see the pain hidden in your pride. I see you're not satisfied. And I don't see nobody else. I see myself. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Whoa. Here we are again.
Nobody by your side, but I'm with you when you're all alone, and you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again.
Like my fucking dad. Light it up, that smoke and mirrors. I even look good in the broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm starting with the man in the
mirror on the wall.
MJ taught me that.
Here we are again. Through my rise and fall. You've been my only.
Take them to Mars, man.
You told me that they can understand the man I am. So why are we talking to each other again?
BP, looks like I did take him to Mars this time.
So why are we talking to each other again?
All right, all right, all right. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your turn. And it's picture day. You know, so I'm going to close out this show this morning and really just my intent for coming on here was just to let you know that it's your turn. But there's certain things that we have to go through in life. There's certain things that we have to grow through in life. And the first thing that we have to do in order to manifest and to know that it's our turn is you first have to realize that it's your turn. That's what I did. I realized that it was my turn. And once I realized that it was my turn, then I had to change my circle. That's why I got on this morning. I wanted you to think about the circle, the people that you are surrounded yourself with, the situations that you may be allowing yourself to be surrounded by, because those very situations, those very same people can be the people that you actually love. But guess what? They'll be the very same people that hold you back in life. So you got to let go. And then once you let go and you begin to change that circle, you got to mentally prepare yourself for the journey. You have to mentally get yourself, you have to begin to master your mindset. You have to begin to really change your thinking, because your thinking, the things that you think, the thoughts that you have, they actually become your reality. The things that you speak become your reality. You know, all the time, you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it is your turn. And then once you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's your turn, then you got to begin to embrace your process. You have to know every single day that you get up that there's going to be some things that are not going to be easy. There's going to be some no's in your life. There's going to be some people that try to inject negativity into the very dreams that you have. That's the reason why you cannot share your dream with everybody, because there's some people out there, believe it or not, that are dream killers. But as you embrace your process, you are now preparing for the very battle. You see, God is not going to allow you to go through any battle in life that you cannot win. The victory is already ours. It's like we shared that song this morning. We already got the victory. So we embrace our process, and as we're embracing it, we're growing. And we're doing some things in order to grow. We're reading. We're listening. We're mastering our mindset. Then you got to know that you got this. You see, I had to know that I got this. Once I said yes, once I put my hand to the fact that I wanted to grow, once I put my hand to the fact of making that decision that I wanted change, I deserve change, then I had to realize that I got this. I had to realize that more than I got it, God's got me, and that everything that I already needed existed on the inside of me. That's how I began to realize that I was created for greatness. Before I realized that I was created for greatness, I was confused. Because I allowed fear and the people around me to stop me. But then once I realized that I had everything on the inside of me, guess what? Now once you realize you got everything on the inside of you, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to create some action. Because you then at that point refuse to stay in the very position that you're in right now. That's that turning point. That's that turn, right? Because prior to that, we're stuck in time. Time is non-existent. Time is just simply existing in life. Time is absolutely going nowhere in life. That's why you should not be saying it's my time, because time is, there is no date on it. But when you say it's my turn, guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, that's when the shift begins to happen. When you then, you see, once the shift began to happen, once I began to realize what I had on the inside of me, that's when I went from believing, right? Because I'm growing, I'm changing, I'm facing all the challenges, I'm jumping all of the hurdles. That's when I began to start going from that believing point to knowing, to absolutely knowing without a shadow of a doubt that absolutely I am not impossible, but I'm possible. That's that, going to that knowing. And when you get to the point of going through this, through the changes, through the process, and now you're not just believing, but you're knowing without a shadow of a doubt. That's going to now keep you focused. That's going to allow you to close out all the negativity. That's going to allow you to say, you can't come in my path. That's going to allow you to put those blinders on, to stay focused, to keep the vision in front of you, because you realize that the vision, it may not be here today, but the vision is yet for an appointed time. This is what I did. This is what I do every single day as I go from destination to destination, because I have not arrived and none of us have arrived. No matter what we've gone through, no matter what type of success we have in life, there's always something more that God has us to do. So now your focus and that vision is in front of you. You got to keep the vision in front of you, in front of you. See, too many times we're using our physical eyesight, and our physical eyesight can only see the current situation. Our physical eyesight can only see the things that we're going through on a daily basis. But vision is different. You see, vision sees beyond the current. Vision sees the future. Vision sees the possibilities. Vision now goes from that believing to that knowing. So you keep that vision in front of you. This is what I did. And once you keep that vision in front of you, you now arrive at that destination. Ladies and gentlemen, it's picture day, right? Master your mindset. So I just came on here again. I want each and every one of you to know this morning that it's your turn. And I want you to join us back next week. Comes back and he shares with each and every one of us as he closes out this series, master your mindset. Be blessed, ladies and gentlemen.
Intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
She's intentional. And it's never failing. All things are well
for my good.
She's intentional. I can smile again and